Okay, we are back here at Bay College taking on Bryant and Stratton, and finally a home game today for the Norse. And our player spotlight today is not exactly a player, a former one, but TJ Schlenfeld is here. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, Jack.
Well, you're helping out as much as you can with this program. Let's talk a little about your role and what Coach Johnson wants you to do out there.
So when I came here to Bay College, I talked to Coach Johnson, and he asked, what do you want to be involved with in this program? I said, coaching. I want to get as much coaching as possible on the court, coaching on the court, doing scouting reports, helping any way possible just to be involved in this program.
Now, you come to us from Northwood University down in Midland. What did you do down there?
Well, I was a manager for the men's program for 4 years. I did food orders, getting stuff ready for practice, helping out in practice sometimes, helping out with scouting reports, video, you name it. I almost did it there. But it was just an incredible experience I had there.
So how do you think that set you up for your career? Because you were obviously a college student, so you were taking, you know, classes and stuff too.
It prepared me just for the scouting reports, doing scouting reports here. I got to see high-level coaches doing scouting reports, understanding what happens in-game and explaining it now here at Bay, what actually goes on, explaining certain movements players do, why you make certain moves to the hoop, certain shots, help players get set up to succeed on the court and off the court.
So you'll watch a lot of film?
Yes, I do. I watch a lot of film. At least every day I'm watching some basketball game, whether it's I have a buddy in UCLA. I'm watching one of his games, guys at Northwood, most of our games that we play or our future opponents we're going to play. So I'm always watching basketball.
Now, when you're watching, you're not watching it as, you know, a fan would necessarily. You're not necessarily watching it just for the enjoyment of it. What are you looking for when you're watching, especially say you're watching a Bryant and Stratton game?
Their offensive tendencies, defensive tendencies. What are certain players' move? Their, like, maybe their go-to move. What are they doing at, like, near the end of a shot clock? What are coaches calling in certain situations after timeouts? What are they doing baseline out of bounds? Just, you know, help us succeed so we do good on the court.
Yeah. So you also help out with your old man. So talk a little about that.
Oh, my old man. We just had a big game yesterday. We beat Forest Park by 6. Was hired to be the JV coach. We didn't get the number, so I'm a varsity assistant. I help do skill development, teaching girls moves, explaining things like offense and defensive stuff. Kind of his assistant coach. I'm his like go-to. He's always asking me questions, what should be running, what should be doing. And I hope I explain things a little bit clearer for the girls because, you know, like you explain something to them, it's not clicking, and then we explain it to them again, or I help like give them a better understanding. And they just get a better understanding of what they're doing. But it's been an incredible experience. Those girls are a lot of fun to coach. And right now we're on a 2-game winning streak and hopefully getting to 3 here soon, getting ready for districts.
Of course, I'm talking about his dad, Pete, and the North Central Jets girls basketball team that you're helping with, right?
Yes, that is correct. Great team. Girls are a lot of fun to coach. And we're just getting better each day. We're a very young team. We only have 9 players, 2 seniors, 2 freshmen, 2 sophomores, and 3 juniors. It's just,
yeah, it's a lot. Well, speaking of a lot, how do you balance that then with, you know, your job here at Bay? You're helping out Coach Johnson and Coach Carter.
So in the mornings we have practice here. Then there's a couple days a week I go work my other job for a couple hours. And then we don't have our practices at North Central till night. So I go coach there at night, and then I come back after practice, come back home about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I'm watching the film on a future opponent for Bay of who we're playing. So it's an all-day go at it with basketball.
So what do you think about the season for the guys? You know, we've had ups and downs, haven't we?
Yes, we have. I mean, it's tough. Some of those schools we played in Illinois, they have a lot of good players. We played a lot of good teams. But it's just been a journey. A lot of a learning experiences for these guys. Some of these guys haven't played athletes that we've played. They haven't played the Tritons, the South Suburbans. Some of those teams and athletes they have, they're great, going to be good Division I, Division II players. And we just haven't seen that kind of athleticism and skill level maybe in years past. And now this year we're getting that, and it's just going to help us for come tournament time here.
So, TJ, what are your career plans, man?
Currently, coach here maybe for a couple of years, try to just build up my resume, hopefully someday become a Division III, Division II head coach, assistant coach, and just hopefully have a long, successful career at the college coaching level.
All right. Well, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening today, man.
Just give a shout-out to my brother Johnny and my family at home, at Pete and Liz Schlemvo, and my brothers Jordy, Brett, and Scotty.
Yeah, big, big family there.
Oh, yeah, big family we got here.
All right. Well, hey, it's great having you around. I know the girls down in Powers are glad to have you, too. So let's have a little bit of fun here before the end of basketball season.
Hopefully we end off on a good note.
All right. TJ Slinvold, everybody, at our halftime show. More coming up from Bay College after these words. It's a 3-minute timeout. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.